Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. Another good one at Soldier Field, an NFC battle between the Bears and the Seahawks, two playoff contenders. Seahawks coming in at 6-5, the Bears at 8-3. Let's see how we can somehow get it done.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Offensively, how about just ditto? Mike Tyson's script against Minnesota called for moving Jay Cutler in and around the pocket, coupled with 36 handoffs and a clock-killing script that allowed the Bears to secure the tempo and rhythm of that game. A similar script to help the offensive line would be necessary against a feisty and physical Seattle defense, giving up 4.6 yards a carry, though, in the run game, something to keep an eye on. However, that unit is more dominant at home than it is on the road. Opposing quarterbacks have a 69.2 quarterback rating at Quest Field, but 81.2 in their home games. Seahawks have also allowed only three passing touchdowns at home and have 17 sacks versus 7 passing touchdowns and 12 sacks on the road. Seahawks have also recorded 21 of their 30 sacks in wins, limiting completion percentage to 56% and a quarterback rating of 67.5. In the last month, the Bears defense has been asked to stop CJ2K of Tennessee, Arian Foster of Houston, Frank the Tank Gore of San Francisco, all day Adrian Peterson of Minnesota, and now prepare for the Beast and Beast Mode with Mr. Skittles' Marshawn Lynch of Seattle. Yeah, it's another tackling challenge. He's got extraordinary balance and power, requiring multiple tacklers who finish because he's never down until the whistle blows. The Bears have defensed him twice, holding him to just 2.9 yards a carry, but with minimal touches. Miami's solid run defense held him to 2.4 yards per carry last week. Bears safeties Chris Conte and Major Wright earned gold stars and high grades for their performances individually in containing Peterson last week and will be counted on again to keep Lynch from ripping off big chunks. Seattle rookie quarterback Russell Wilson is the surprise of the NFL. Fourth-round pick earning high marks for his efficiency and athleticism, and the Bears do not want him getting to the edge. They'd like to keep him in the pocket and get their hands up when he drops the throw. He's on the shorter side at quarterback, but he's hit on 17 touchdowns, throwing just 8 interceptions. Dave Tobe keeps finding playmakers on special teams, and that'll be necessary again. Keep them coming, man. Julius Peppers blocked the field goal. Adam Pylish pulled off that faked extra point for a 2-point conversion run. Eric Weems helping set a tone in the win over the Bites with his aggressiveness in punt and kick coverage. And there is something for everyone on this special teams unit. And they find niches for these players. The first job now this week is to keep Leon Washington in check on kick return. He ran back an NFL record 8th career touchdown in the loss at Miami. He's now the league's number 3 return man behind Percy Harvin of the Vikings and Jacoby Jones of Baltimore. He's also an accomplished punt returner. Now to intangibles. I say make him sleepy in Seattle. After 11 hours of flight time going back and forth from the Pacific Northwest to South Beach and back last week, the Seahawks hit the Windy City for a noon central kickoff, which means the body clock will say 10 a.m. Seattle time. It stands to reason the Bears get a bit of an edge in this regard, but only if they take advantage of it. A poor start, which continues to be an issue, will take the edge off. Seattle 1-5 on the road this season, and the Bears have to make sure the Seahawks feel like winning at Soldier Field is an unattainable mission. However, Seattle also arrives knowing they walloped the Bears 38-14 in Week 15 last season at Soldier Field. Different time and place, though, with Jay Cutler quarterbacking the Bears and Brandon Marshall catching his passes. Pete Carroll's Seahawks have claimed Green Bay and New England among their victories this season, so the Bears cannot fall asleep on this bunch. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. Nice, neat noon start for us on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Tom and I have the pregame with Ron, Jim, and Jay starting at 9 a.m. and the kickoff at noon. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.